北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
Beijing Foreign Languages Audio-Visual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
Easy English, 欣赏快乐王子。
The Happy Prince. 1. A Beautiful Statue. In a city square, a very beautiful statue of the Happy Prince was standing. He was a very handsome statue. His eyes were two sparkling sapphires. He was covered with the finest gold. On his sword there was a sparkling ruby. The citizens of the city admired him very much. One morning, the city councilors gathered to admire the statue.
He is as handsome as a weathercock,
exclaimed one of them. He wanted others to think he knew a lot about art. However, he didn't want them to think he was unpractical. He said,
But he is not as practical, of course.
A short time later, many people gathered in front of the statue. A very sad-looking man mumbled,
It's good someone is happy in this city.
A mother said to her crying boy, I wish you were like the Happy Prince. The Happy Prince never dreams of crying for anything. Several children came out of the cathedral. They said to their teacher,
We think he looks exactly like an angel.
The teacher said,
But you have never seen an angel.
Oh, but we have in our dreams!
The children exclaimed. Their teacher was unhappy. He did not like children dreaming. Many days later, a small swallow flew over the city. He was flying to Egypt to meet his friends. They had left many weeks earlier.The swallow had stayed behind. The swallow had fallen in love with a reed in the early spring. He was in love with her slender body.
I love you,
he told her immediately. He flew around her all through the spring and summer.The other swallows made fun of him.
How can you fall in love with a reed?
They laughed. After the other swallows left, he suddenly felt very lonely.
She never talks to me,
he complained.
And she is always flirting with the wind. I fear she does not love me,
he asked her.
Will you come with me to Egypt to play in the sun?
No, I will not. I love my home here, she said.
You don't care about me at all,
he cried.
I am going to see the pyramids. Goodbye.
He flew away and left the reed with her wind.The little swallow flew for many hours. Finally, he arrived in the city of the Happy Prince.
I must rest tonight, but where will I stay?
He asked.
I hope there are many good places to sleep in this city.
Then he saw the statue of the Happy Prince.
There is an excellent place to rest, It is high away from people and animals. It also has plenty of fresh air.
He lay in between the statue's feet. He looked up at the golden statue and thought,
I have a bedroom beautiful enough for royalty.
The swallow was almost asleep when he felt a drop of water on his feathers. He looked up into the sky.
That's strange. It's raining. But there are no clouds in the sky.
He then felt another drop.
This isn't a good place to sleep. I must find another place,
he said. However, as the swallow was preparing to fly, he felt another drop of water. He looked up at the statue's face. Tears were flowing from the happy prince's eyes and down his golden cheeks.
Who are you?
Asked the bird.
I am the happy prince,
replied the statue.
No, you are crying. You can't be happy,
commented the swallow.
When I was alive, I lived a very happy life in a wonderful palace. I played in its magnificent garden, and I never went outside. I was so happy there. Because I was so happy, the servants called me the Happy Prince. I never knew about the sadness outside the palace walls. But now I can see people suffer, and I cannot help but weep. My heart is solid lead, yet I shed tears,
explained the Happy Prince. The swallow was very surprised.
I thought he was made of solid gold.
However, he did not say anything.
I see many terrible things here,
the statue said.
In a far corner of the city, I can see a little house. It is a very poor house. Through one of the windows, I can see a woman. She is working hard. She is a dressmaker. Her hands are very red and sore. Her needle always pricks her fingers. She is making a dress for one of the queen's maids of honor. The maid of honor is going to wear it to the next court ball. It is very difficult for the poor woman to make the dress. She is embroidering passion flowers on the gown. She is very tired, but she must work all night.
The prince continued.
Her son is very sick and hungry. She has no food to give him. Little swallow, please take the ruby from my sword and give it to her. I cannot move from this high place.
But my friends are waiting for me in Egypt,
said the swallow.
They are enjoying the warm sun and the lotus flowers. They will see the tomb of the great Egyptian king. They will see his dried body, which is wrapped in linen. They will smell the spices. They will see the beautiful objects inside his tomb,
said the little bird.